You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We were talking off the air yesterday about people walking out of things. Shows, movies.
Let me preface that by saying there was a big story out yesterday because Logan Paul was going around making the rounds complaining about Oppenheimer. Right. And he was like, it was so, so boring. He's like, all it was 90 minutes or just an hour and a half of 90 minutes of everybody just talking. Nothing was happening. So there wasn't enough action for him. So he got up and left.
Remember when I went to see it, I came back and I said, how refreshing. It was a movie that just had dialogue with no car chases and explosions and superheroes. It's actually just dialogue. And then Logan Paul's like, I hate it. It's just dialogue.
Total opposite side of the spectrum. Like, something needs
to
happen.
Watch car crashes.
Something needs to happen.
Anyway, so that's funny. So Jeremy and I were talking off the air too about, like, have you ever walked out on anything?
I've been racking my brain. I even texted Nicole. I don't think I have. I'm very big into if I'm paying for something and I'm going to be there, then I'm
suffer
just going to stick through it no matter what.
I was exchanging messages with Chrissy, who lives in Littleton, and she talked about walking out of a concert because the bass was so much. She said she had to plug her ears, and so they left before the concert was over just because of the sound. And it reminded me of that Dandy Warhol's concert that I went to at the Gothic over on Broadway, where I think they were trying to set some sort of record. And listen, you're talking to somebody who's been to a couple hundred concerts in my life. It's not like I don't know the volume level of concerts. But this was damaging levels where people were rushing to the lobby for that little vending machine thing where they sold earplugs.
Mm-hmm.
Because blood was starting to come out of people's ears, I think. It was, and I almost left that show. But the two stories I've got of walking out both involve my friends that I call the pub club. There's a bunch of us that used to always get together and we'd go have British beers and we called ourselves the pub club. And both of them happened at the Buell Theater. So one, we did not walk out, but we witnessed a lot of people in the audience getting up and leaving during a performance. And if you're saying, well, what are people walking out of? It was that puppet show called Avenue Q,
okay,
which has won like Tony Awards and everything, but it's basically puppets and human actors on stage, and people buy tickets thinking that it's some sort of cutesy little puppet show.
Mm-hmm.
It is so NC-17 rated with not only language, but like the puppets are simulating sex acts on the stage.
Yeah, I remember hearing about this show.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we
you didn't
are
like that?
Laughing our... butts off. But all around us, one of the other things that made us laugh was all the people that were getting up out of their chairs in a huff and walking out of the Buell. And we were like, oh my God, that's classic.
Do your research.
They're walking out on puppets having sex.
Right.
The one that we did walk out of, us at the Buell, and I hate to say it because it's got to be one of my top 20 favorite movies of all time, but the stage show, we left at intermission just to go drink, and that was Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Mm, no good.
The
huh?
movie, oh, love it. But the show, we got up and left, and that's the only time I can say I've left something like that, walked out. Was just because it was like, eh.
It's nice with those shows that you do have the intermission. That's your chance to bounce.
And we all were in the lobby at intermission like, what do you think? What do you think?
Let's get the hell out of here.
We're like, well, the Hyatt across the street has a pretty nice bar like up on the 20th floor. So
yeah.
We could go there.
It's so you to go to the Hyatt to have a cocktail.
Well, hey. It was a close bar. You know, it was a pretty bar.
Hey, let's go get some overpriced drinks instead.
Come on. So we want to know, what have you walked out of?
It can be anything. I mean, the movies. I mean, there's already a ton of movies pouring in. I do like Dale's, who said, I will always remember how hilarious it was to watch all the old people walking out of The Wolf of Wall Street when they started tossing dwarves and snorting coke off the hookers. Yeah, a couple fairly iconic scenes in that movie, and I could see people leaving that. It reminds me of when my parents went and saw Pulp Fiction, and they walked out. And that's where the whole Pulp Fiction thing started with me, where they forbid me to ever watch that.
I can definitely see your mom walking out of Pulp Fiction.
Here's one more from Janelle. I had to walk out of one of the Saw movies because it was just so gruesome. I almost puked.
I'd never thought of something like this before, but Karen said, I walked out of The Firm. Do you remember that movie had Tom Cruise and Gene Hackman and... She says, I walked out of The Firm because the actors didn't match how I thought they would look while reading the book.
Oh, that's a unique observation. Yeah. This doesn't match up at all.
That's funny to me because, you know, we all do when we read a book. We have some sort of image in our head about what these people are going to look like, but still...
I got one from Beth and Christina. Beth says, I walked out of a wedding once because I knew the groom had cheated a few months prior. I couldn't sit through the vows, which at that point were total BS. Hmm. She says, luckily I was at the back. I could just quietly slip out. And then Christina says, I walked out of an Adele concert. Crazy, right? I lasted about 6 songs before I could just not take her depressing songs anymore. Uh-huh. I left that concert and joined some friends for cosmic bowling instead. Ha ha ha. That's from Christina.
Boy, the concert stuff is interesting. We heard from a Nicole, and she said she was at the Ed Sheeran show this past weekend. Was there all day, waited 4 hours for him to come on, and she goes, when he did, it wasn't that great.
Oh, that's... what?
Everybody I've talked to who went said it was such a fun show. If there has ever been a text message that proves one of the taglines of this show for the last 30 years, which is people are different, this is it. You got 85,000 people loving it, and Nicole, who's like, I'm leaving.
I mean, right after that concert, we were bombarded with texts and messages from people sending pictures and thanking us. And
you know, people are different.
Wow.
People are different. All right, let's talk to some folks on the phone, like Chris. Hey, Chris, good morning. What did you walk out of?
Good morning, boys. I walked out of Riverdance. Sold out show.
Yeah.
We had floor seats. We paid like $500 per ticket for my husband and I to go. We were so close to the stage, you couldn't see from their waist down.
Isn't you were too close.
We were too close. So isn't that why you go to that store?
Yes, you want to see those pointy dancing feet.
Is that
Michael Flatley.
Is that Michael Flatley? Is that right?
May he rest, right?
That was the other thing. He was supposed to perform, and he didn't. We went to customer service, and I was like, yeah, we'll give you your money back. It turned into a year-long thing. We never got our money back, and I've never seen the show. I'm so disappointed.
Oh, no. Oh boy. Well, and I take that back. I don't think Michael Flatley's dead. I thought he heard he died.
Chris, thank you very much for the call. Huh. I couldn't have told you. I had no idea.
Never mind.
Michelle, what'd you walk out of?
Well, I was a penthouse pet in Germany, and I was also featured in the United States, and I was doing promotions all over the United States. I was in a club in Davenport, Iowa. There was a man with a shotgun outside the nightclub, and I was a little unnerved. I was kind of concerned, and I said to the club owner, there's a man with a shotgun outside the club. And it was like, he's a little he's, you know, watching for his girlfriend. I was like, well, that's...
Okay, Michelle.
This is different.
Not really what we're talking about, Michelle. Thank you.
I love the story. I was in Davenport this summer. I didn't see any of this going on.
I was a penthouse pet in Iowa.
Well, I feel like I'd walk out of that situation. Some guy was wandering around with a shotgun.
Yes, you did the right thing,
I kind of want to know how that ended.
Well, I'll leave her on hold. You can talk to her off the air. How's that? Michelle, thank you. Here's Tracy. Tracy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Oh, are you kidding? Good. We're having a great day, but we want to know what you walked out of.
Well, to give you a little backstory, I actually met Jeremy Piven after I shot and successfully made a hockey puck at a Blackhawks game in Chicago. So we're both from Chicago, and I had been out with him on several dates. And then I moved to New York City, and we ended up going on a date in New York City at Balthazar with a group of his friends. Well, during dinner, he kept leaning in front of me and kind of over where he was blocking me. So I ended up walking out on a date with Jeremy Piven at Balthazar.
Wow. Whoa. Why was he leaning in front of you?
he was just kind of like, can you imagine like being at dinner and kind of like leaning like towards the table and then over somebody while you're at dinner? That's what he was doing to me. And this is before he like made it big.
How
and,
weird.
Yeah, and when I met him at the hockey game, I met him before I shot the puck, and I didn't know who he was, because, again, this is before, like, he had made it big.
Yeah.
And so, and there were some couple other instances, and then he ran out after me at Balthazar, and he's like, where are you going? I'm like, dude, you're, like, just literally leaning in front of me and covering me up while I'm trying to talk, and, like, it was just the weirdest thing, so, yeah.
That's hilarious.
Well, let's go back to you shooting the puck. Tell us about that quickly.
So I was just at a Blackhawks game, and someone came up to me, and they said, do you want to shoot the puck? And I'm like, really? And I couldn't believe it. And so they ended up coming to get me, had me sign some paperwork, and then I went out on the ice, and I actually made one shot out of the three. And then the craziness was is that Jeremy ended up coming up to me and said, I would have spent $100,000 that I would have made the I would have been on TV before you. And I was like, I didn't understand. So then he invited me and my friend to come up to a box. And I'm not really impressed with people's money, and you know, at all. And my friend's like, no, 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 let's go. So we go up to the box, and we end up meeting John Cusack, who is his best friend, and Bill Winnington from the Bulls. And so Jeremy says, hey, why don't you come out? Again, I still don't know who he is. And so he says, why don't you come out with us afterwards? So we end up going with them and then go to this place for dinner, and it's the whole Blackhawks game.
Wow.
My God, that's a night to remember.
I'm really glad you made the shot. Thank you for calling us, Tracy. Hope you have a great day.
You too. Love you guys.
Kisses.
And be amazing and make it a great day, y'all.
You too.
Thank you.
Wow. Pulled her string.
I asked, didn't I? I opened that door and she went running through it.
And probably about 75,000 people are Googling Jeremy Piven right now.
Right now.
He was in Entourage, you guys. Entourage. Let me give you two
Jay
more.
Jay from Thornton says, I walked out of a concert due to all the people doing drugs. Well,
doing the drugs.
Welcome to the concerts, Jay.
Here's Christy and Mona. Christy says, I left a laser tag party once because the adults were getting too competitive. They ended up pushing and tackling each other in the dark smoke-filled room. I couldn't hang. And Mona says, I panicked in an escape room once. They had to come let me out while the four people I was with stayed in. Those things suck. Never again.
Oh, that's funny. I like
escape
rooms.
I'm with you, Mona.
People are different, man.
I hate them.